You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Today we are going to be discussing the case where a woman had an abortion. She thought she did. It, I guess, didn't take. She ended up giving birth to a beautiful baby and is suing the clinic for, I guess, mental anguish, damages, because she had a healthy baby. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about this contact lens that you could wear at night so your vision will be corrected during the day. We're also going to be talking about how balding in men could actually signal a sign of heart disease. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. But never too busy to take the questions at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Now, one story we were going to hit at the top of this hour was how dementia is now topping cancer and heart disease in terms of cost. They say Alzheimer's right now is the most expensive medical issue in the United States, costing families and our society $157 billion to $250 billion a year. Okay? And it isn't so much the drugs and the prescriptions, according to ABC News, but it's just the care that needs to be taken. Now, what's very interesting is many Alzheimer's patients have Alzheimer's because they outlived the age in which they would have a heart attack, you know, or an earlier aggressive form of cancer. So it's almost synonymous with a person who has a fairly healthy rest of the body. You guys get that? You know, a lot of people with Alzheimer's, now I'm not talking about multi-infarct dementia. Multi-infarct dementia, we have multiple little strokes, okay, that cause you to be demented over time and lose your memory, cognition, ability to perform tasks. That could be due to high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and usually those people will die of some other disorder. But somebody who gets afflicted with Alzheimer's, and we're talking not the earlier aggressive form, but, you know, in your golden years, many times has Alzheimer's because if their, you know, their body starts to outlive their mind. Okay? Now, you also have, you know, the premise that Alzheimer's is caused by those neurofibrillary plaques and you know, the protein deposition in the brain. So I'm not saying just healthy people get Alzheimer's. But we're starting to see the group that was too healthy for a heart attack because they didn't have high cholesterol, etc., and too healthy for a stroke start to be afflicted with Alzheimer's because something starts to deteriorate as you age. I have people ask me all the time, well, Dr. Dodge, my cholesterol is normal. Now my blood pressure is normal. What's going to kill me later? You know, Obamacare. No, not Obamacare. And I, you know, those are the types of people where if they don't get cancer, heart disease, etc., they may be then afflicted with a dementia. Could be afflicted with an Alzheimer's dementia. So if that's the case, no wonder your Alzheimer patients seem to be some of the most expensive to take care of because they live for longer periods of time. Not that an Alzheimer's patient doesn't have a shortened life, but these are people that don't usually have the heart attack, stroke, etc. Make sense? Okay. Now, they say because dementia, now we're not talking just Alzheimer's, but dementia is among the most costly diseases to society, according to Matt Baumgart, Senior Director of Public Policy at the Alzheimer's Association, we need to address this if we're going to come to terms with the cost of Medicare and the Medicaid system. So dementia direct costs, anywhere from medicine to nursing homes, costs about $100 billion a year. Okay, they say heart disease costs $102 billion as opposed to $109 billion for dementia, $77 billion for cancer. Now, some of you are like, you know what, it's still multiple billions of dollars. Okay, you're splitting hairs. That is a lot of money when the government is trying to figure out what to cut. Okay, if dementia costs $7 billion more a year than heart disease, that is a lot of money. We're not splitting hairs. Okay? Then, you know, we need to do a few things. Number one is we need to figure out how to prevent dementia, how to prevent Alzheimer's, how to treat it. Number two is we need to figure out how to make skilled nursing care cheaper. One thing that we found when I was growing up is nursing homes or skilled nursing care was not covered by insurance to the degree that we needed it, and it was extremely expensive. So who took care of the grandparents? Me and my mom. We had them move into our house, and we took care of them. Now, again, I come from a family where that's just what you do. You take care of your elders. You have them move in with you when they become widowed, and then take care of them when they don't have the ability to, you know, have a nurse take care of them. The only problem is it did get beyond our scope. It was very difficult. I wasn't a nurse. I couldn't lift my grandmother. I couldn't do the proper cleaning. It was difficult for a teenager. It was, you know, and I feel guilty. And the Medicare at the time didn't cover it all to the extent that we needed it to. And when you have a family member with cancer, you know, it's difficult. Now, that's just cancer. We aren't even talking dementia. So this is going to be an issue. Now, that's not to say, okay, we're doing a great job with heart disease. We could cut back. No, we're not. We still, heart disease is still billions upon billions of dollars a year. Heart disease, heart catheterizations, heart treatment, doctor visits, still expensive. When you have chest pain, you have to run to the ER, still expensive. But for those people that think we're going to be able to fix our healthcare system, right, by Obamacare and having health insurance that only costs a few hundred dollars a month, no, it's not. I mean, how many of you guys take care of somebody or you have a family member in a skilled nursing facility? How much is it costing out of pocket? I mean, what has also been an economic issue that many of us haven't looked at is in the olden days, you would have a family member, they would die, and they would have a savings account. They would have a certain amount of money that would be willed to their progeny and their children and grandchildren. Nowadays, most of us, our savings is being eaten up by our health care. So people are dying with no money to will. And I know that's, you know, a small drop in the bucket with our economy, but think about it. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don for working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Talk Superstation, XM Radio, and all our affiliates out there. This segment of the show is sponsored by Freeze Dry Guy. Please check out their specials in April. Really good stuff. Never hurts to stock up. Okay, we got hurricane season coming up. We still have the current administration. Let's stock up, make sure we got the food that we need. We're talking a lot about the economy, and at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk about a lawsuit where a law student is suing the school he goes to. It's actually a school my brother goes to, because he couldn't get a job after spending $140,000+ trying to get the education. And then we have McDonald's requiring that you have a bachelor's degree if you're going to work a cashier as a cashier in the fast food chain in that state. So pretty interesting stories. But let's move on to some medical news. A cocktail. Freudian slip there. No, I can't have a cocktail. Still too early in the day. A contact lens that is worn at night can actually remove the need for reading glasses. I'm at the point now where I need reading glasses, and I hate that. I've tried to up the font on everything around me, and you just can't change the font on regular books. No wonder e-books are becoming so popular. You could probably change the font on those. Anyway, the lenses work by gently pressing on the eye to restore it to the shape of somebody with normal vision. Because they are worn while asleep, the wearer no longer needs their vision corrected during the day with reading glasses. And because the lenses aren't worn in the day, the eye still gets sufficient oxygen. Now, what ends up happening is you have an accommodation issue, okay, where by the time you're 40, it becomes more and more difficult for you to see things that are close up. So you start to hold books farther and farther away. But I got to tell you something. I do that and that still doesn't work. Okay, I can't see it far away and I can't see it close up, even though I got LASIK. Now, my faraway vision is great with LASIK, but not when it comes to reading. So that kind of stinks. So anyway, many people my age, all right, experience some age-related decline in their near vision known as presbyopia. Mm-hmm. Presbyopia. Yeah. No, it's not part of menopause, just, you know, regular everyday men, women, etc. So you hold a menu further away, you hold your, I'm trying to cook and I'm trying to read the instructions, can't do it. I'm trying to figure out how to, you know, boil my top ramen. But there's this new technique known as hyperopic orthokeratology. Okay? And what this does is if you have lack of flexibility of your cornea, okay, and the cornea is that clear part in front of the eye, allows light to get into the eye. Many times if it's different shaped, we need glasses, whether you're farsighted, nearsighted, etc. And this technique is called a monocular technique, where you only wear this lens in one eye overnight for about a week. Okay? And then I guess what it does is because of the pressure it puts on the cornea, it alters the shape of the cornea. And because it alters the shape of the cornea, you are then able to see after it has pressed on it. They say improvement was apparent on the first day after the overnight lens was worn, and it increased further during the treatment week. Now, they only did one eye because the other eye they wanted to leave unaffected, and then the patients could retain the normal distance in that eye. Now, the reshaping is temporary because the cornea will gradually just go back to its original shape. So the lens needs to be worn every night. They say to retain the correction of near vision, they have to continue wearing their lenses every night. So you go to bed with it. Here's my problem. One thing I had known and noticed with contact lens wearers, I only wore it at night. I only wore it during the day, took the lens at night, let them clean, soak, etc. The problem with the lens at night is you would have people where their eye twitches at night and your eye moves, so the lens would actually go to a corner of the eye. And many times we had people come in where we had to try to get that lens out from, you know, the corner of the eye. Now, it doesn't go back behind the eye. It can't, but it can get into that crevice. So I would kind of get a little nervous with that. But the idea that you could be doing these night treatments so that you don't have to wear glasses during the day and not need reading glasses, pretty damn cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is an interesting story coming out of Mail Online. Apparently, women can do a freeze-dry method of their eggs. They could freeze-dry them into a powder, adding water, brings these eggs back to life before treatment. They say the freeze-dried eggs could be kept at room temperature, and you could actually store them at home rather than paying for your eggs to be kept at a certain temperature at a fertility clinic. So women who want to store their eggs until they meet Mr. Right, and if they end up being older and not being able to conceive, if you store your eggs years before, you could do it now pretty cheaply at home. My guess is the kids are going to bounce a basketball, it's going to knock it over, and it's going to go all over the place. All right? So according to New Scientist, Israeli scientist Amir Arav said you could keep the powder at room temperature forever. You just add water to bring it back to life. Kind of like hot chocolate or Ovaltine. Ovaltine you add water to, right? Yeah, oh, Tang. Like Tang, exactly. They say egg freezing is already available to those who aren't already to start a family. And apparently many people already are using these fertility clinics to store. And it also allows cancer patients, let's say you have testicular cancer, God forbid, and the testicle has to be removed. If they could remove the healthy eggs, take those out, You know, some of you go, but wait a second, Dahlia, will those healthy eggs have testicular cancer? Testicular tissue. You know, for men, I know, men don't have eggs. For men, there wouldn't be cancer on the sperm, so to speak, but if there's that genetic tendency to get testicular cancer, that could be an issue. For this, though, we're not really dealing with men. We're dealing with women. So if you have ovarian cancer, they could take out some good eggs. Same thing. There wouldn't be cancer so much on the eggs. I'm sure they could clean them off, sprinkle it off a little bit, blow dry it. But it would be the fact that there could be that genetic tendency. So, okay, so Dr. Arav, whose firm Core Dynamics, says they bring science fiction to life. All right? The eggs would be freeze-dried. All right. Basically, what happens is you rapidly freeze eggs until they turn into a glass-like state. Then you freeze-dry them and turn them into a powder. You keep them in the dark, at home, in an airtight container, and the egg powder then, I guess, just needs to be rehydrated. And that's it. All right. Pretty cool stuff. You like that idea? I don't. Freaks me out. I don't understand. Okay, so the egg is in the form of a powder. The egg, does it get powderized? I don't think the egg gets cut up into powder. I don't think that happens. I don't know. How do you even see it? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, they think a better sleeping pill is on the way. There is a new class of sleeping medications that appears to help you fall asleep without causing grogginess. They're called the dual orexin receptor antagonist, DORA. And they target a specific region of the brain, okay? More so than what Ambien and Lunesta does. They also promote sleep without affecting your learning or your memory. So Jason Ulslander, lead author of the study published in the April 3rd issue of Science Translational Medicine. Currently, he's the director of In Vivo Pharmacology. They're the ones with Merck who funded the study. You see, you need a pharmaceutical company, people. Apparently, Merck already has one drug under review. It's called Suvorexant. Now, these drugs, okay, I guess they're similar to Ambien and Lunesta, Zolipidem or Zolpidem. Those medicines can still leave you feel hungover and inattentive the next day. In fact, the FDA has been really watching what's been going on with Ambien and has been recommending cutting the dose because you have people that may get up in the middle of the night because it works so quickly and then it wears off so quickly, starting to drive their kids to school or can impair their activities in other the next day. Now, Lunesta and Ambien affect the GABA receptors. Now, we've talked about the GABA receptors. These are found throughout the brain, but they do have side effects, which could include your thinking disturbances, attention, memory, etc. All right? This other type of chemical messenger called the orexin was discovered, from what I understand, according to drugs.com, about 15 years ago. And these orexins are released by a small area of the brain, that lateral hypothalamus. Now, the area of the brain releases these during the day to keep us awake, lowers levels at night so we could sleep. So what this does is it blocks the orexin. So if it blocks the orexin, it's not injecting anything into you, and you therefore have fewer side effects. Because if this is already a bodily process of you having the orexins or not, you know, so that's why they think it would be safer. Compound is called DORA 22. Pretty cool stuff. Okay, guys, don't go away. Why are we suing our school for not finding us a job? 1-877-DOCDALI.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I know a lot of you guys fiddle around on that stuff later today. Don't forget to find us and connect. Always love to connect with you all. All right, so, you know, we were talking about in the first hour how there's a law student. He actually goes to my brother's law school, Southwestern Law School. From what I understand, he graduated. And he is suing the school because he didn't get a job. Apparently, he filled out hundreds of applications, and he received just as many rejections. So, in turn, he is suing Southwestern Law School because Southwestern claims that 90% of its graduates are employed within 9 months. Okay? Apparently, this isn't the only school getting sued. There are similar lawsuits filed in at least six other states. Now, according to this one Action 13 News ABC, I believe this is in my state in Las Vegas, they were saying that, you know, many legal experts are saying this is ridiculous. But, you know, okay, ridiculous as it is, we have a problem here. Okay? All right, we've talked about colleges. We've talked about going through the expense of college debt. We're talking about degrees. We're talking about how people with degrees, all right, in the job market. We're talking about us in the job market. We're talking about illegal immigrants competing with us in the job market now that they're getting work visas. All right, I don't think we even know where we're going with this. Now, the boy, I call him a boy, you know, because I was a girl when I graduated medical school, you know. Now, being in my 40s, I feel old. All right, so this kid who graduates, my guess is the reason why he's suing the law school is because he has all this pent up, you know, knowledge, and he hasn't been able to sue anybody yet. So he'll just turn around and sue the school. He's got to sue somebody. You know when you get a CPR class, you know, you do a CPR class, you learn some first aid, you almost can't wait for somebody to cut or bleed or collapse in front of you so that you can do your stuff. You know how you don't want to wish anybody harm, but I mean, you know, you learn all this stuff and you're like, I need to now fix somebody before I forget it. I have all this knowledge. Let me jump in and do. So that's my guess. You know, the kid couldn't find a job and he had to sue somebody. I mean, you know, these lawyers are just salivating at the mouth wanting to sue. So he decides to turn around and sue his school. Makes national attention. Probably not going to help him get a job, I don't think, because can he later turn around and, you know, sue your own firm? He looks a little sue happy to me. But does this guy have a point? I mean, are many of these colleges and these private colleges duping people, saying, look, we're able to, give you a job, 97% of you guys will be employed. Well, one student from Southwestern said, they're employed all right, but they're, you know, folding shirts at Macy's. All right, there, you know, you're employed, but you're not employed as a lawyer. And shelling out over 140 grand is not an easy task for you to graduate and not get a job. You have a law degree and you don't get a job. All right, apparently this one source said Southwestern had admitted that 44% of those 97 end up getting jobs as lawyers, but the other people have to get employed doing other things. So, I mean, does this set a precedence? Do these schools and colleges need to say, look, you're going to be, you know, dumping money into our university. That doesn't mean you're going to get a job. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And, you know, I mean, as far as I look at it is, I mean, I think you need to, before you shell that kind of money out, you need to do research. I mean, law school is 3 years. Medical school was 4 years plus a residency. So I can understand somebody go, well, Dr. Dahlia, look, I mean, you know, how do you know what the economy is going to be like in 7 years? And that was a short residency. You do medical school for 4 years, then I did a residency. The shortest one was 3 years. Not that I picked it because it was short, but I want to be a family doctor. I only needed 3 years as opposed to a surgeon who would need, let's say 6 years, et cetera. But I mean, I kind of knew, you know, that what I was going into, and I kind of knew what field I should look at. I mean, law school, 3 years, you know, for those of you already, you know, looking and you kind of know what the economy is looking like now, I'm sure 3 years you could guess it's still going to be a little bleak. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Jacob on the line. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how are you doing, Doc?
Hey, this is my brother. I got my brother on for an interview. This is awesome. All right. I'm not going to get you in trouble, am I?
No, not at all.
Okay. And you go to I pronounced it right. It's Southwestern Law School, right?
Yeah, Southwestern Law School in Los Angeles.
Okay. So what's going on? Do you know this guy that's suing?
No, I don't know him, but many of us have heard of him, and he... Yeah, he's not alone. There's been many class action lawsuits of law students who recently graduated, couldn't find a job, and are suing their school. And actually, there's been at least, you know, 20 lawsuits against various schools all over the nation. You know, Chicago and New York and various schools all seem to have these law students going after them.
Now, I mean, what do you think happened? I mean, could this guy just not get through an interview? If he went through hundreds of interviews, I mean, could it be that, you know, he just can't get a job because he's not hireable? Or is it, I mean, because how I look at it is he sent out applications. So that doesn't mean there were no jobs available. If there were no jobs available, he couldn't get an application. or no? Well, these law firms send out applications anyway, even if they have no openings.
Well, I mean, I obviously, I don't know, Mr. Lieberman. I'm sure, I'm sure that most of the problem with, various law students nowadays is honestly, I think, the supply and demand problem. It's because there's been so many law students, that are coming out of law school very newly minted, and there's not enough law firm jobs out there. That's a big factor. Another big factor I'm sure of, is that, these firms are pretty competitive, pretty selective. So there's various students that get kind of lying on the wayside. But I wanted to talk regarding Southwestern. I wanted to indicate a little bit of truth. A lot of the 97% employment rate is more of a stretch rather than the actual truth. Southwestern has in fact categorized its employment rates and indicated that what the real employment rate is for the people who graduate and actually find a law-related job 9 months after employment. The 97% implies, anybody who finds a job after employment, okay,
so it could be any job, like at Target or the
exactly.
Dr. Dahlia show, something like that, yeah.
Exactly. But Southwestern, and I'm sure many of these other schools, have indicated truthfully what, their actual legal employment rate is. And I know that, last year Southwestern's employment rate was about 44.1%. And it's not just Southwestern. There are many other schools, especially in California, that I know that have pretty similar employment rate statistics. And, I can't speak for New York and the rest, but California's a little different because California has arguably one of the hardest bar exams in the nation. It's about a three-day exam. It's, I think, the most days for an exam. And it's pretty difficult. Yeah, many people fail that exam, and so they don't have a job after they graduate because they're still retaking that exam several months later. So that's an unreported
fact. Now, is that their fault or the school's fault?
I think that it's mostly, the student's fault. I think it's because, I'm not going to obviously say that every student is at fault. I'm saying that when it comes to something regarding, studying for the bar exam or when it comes to finding employment, a lot of it is really up to the student. They always tell attorneys, up-and-coming attorneys that, you got to network. You have to do what you can to get your name out there.
You got to sleep around. I've told you that for years. I mean, you got to do what, I did. You got to sleep around. Okay, Jake, I love you. I gotta go because we're coming on a hard break. Thank you, though, for, chiming in on this. And don't forget to call Mom because she's driving me crazy, all right?
No problem. Thanks.
Okay, love you. Bye. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got to be very careful ripping on the lawyers because, once my brother becomes one, okay, I'm going to be ripping on my blood. Gotta be careful. Okay, no, the Dr. Dahlia Show will not change. If I have a beef with attorneys, I will still have that beef. Speaking of beef, I'm hungry. I'm going to go grab something to eat. Don't go away. We're going to be talking about Walgreens managing your diabetes. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike Hard StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
All right, guys, weird it is. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Walgreen clinics have decided that they are now going to take on chronic diseases. Okay? They're nurse practitioners and physician assistants, and mind you, these guys can do a very good job. But the actual Walgreen store chain and their in-store take care clinics will now diagnose, treat, and monitor patients with some chronic conditions that are usually handled by people in family practices, okay? Nurse practitioners, PAs, and doctors in private practices, hospital clinics, etc. So some of the conditions they want to take on are diabetes, asthma, high blood pressure. They're going to diagnose it, they're going to treat it, and they're going to monitor you. That's what they want to do. Now, I have been a fan of Walgreens in terms of their pharmacy capabilities. We use Walgreens. I love Walgreens. They have a drive-thru. So we shop at Walgreens. Okay? I think their store is pretty good. Right? They have plenty of enemas whenever I need. Right? Plenty of Preparation H. I'm a happy girl when I go to Walgreens. I'm a fan of Walgreens. I think they're going to be a little bit in over their heads when it comes to this. Okay? Anybody could write a prescription for metformin, a diabetes medication. I mean, my 10-year-old son could write metformin. Metformin, 500 milligrams twice a day. Number 61 refill. Okay? Yeah. Anybody could do that. Okay? But to diagnose a disease, to monitor it, to treat it, there's an art. Okay? And I don't know how many cubic feet by cubic feet these clinics are in Walgreens. But I'm assuming they're not big enough to hold an x-ray machine. They're not big enough to have a little lab in there. They're not big enough to have an EKG. And I could be wrong. Maybe these take care clinics do, you know, test you for bladder infections and can run pregnancy tests, etc. But do they know when to do them? Okay? Now, when we talked about this in the first hour, I had a huge beef with it, right? Because I think there, again, is an art to this. Remember we had a lady who was diagnosed with asthma? I was like, something's not right. You know, she's having trouble breathing and she's wheezing. I just didn't, you know, really believe that we were dealing with asthma. Ran an EKG, it looked a little off. Did a chest x-ray, heart shape, just a little off. So I sent her to the cardiologist. Cardiologist calls me back saying she doesn't have asthma. She has a tumor in her heart, an atrial myxoma. I'm like, I knew it. I knew it wasn't asthma. Her previous doctor or nurse practitioner or PA diagnosed her with asthma. She never had asthma. It was a cardiac condition. But because she was in her 20s, nobody thought of checking the heart. Now, I'm not saying somebody who works in the take care clinic wouldn't have that intuition. Okay, maybe they will. Maybe they'll have worked in a clinic like mine or worked at a hospital where they're like, you know what, I think you need this, 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 and this. Hopefully they do. But if not, all right, because patients are going to get upset that they go to these take care clinics and now they have a whole bunch of tests that have to be done when all they wanted to do was come in and get their medicine and leave. We may not be able to see that type of treatment being done. Okay, diabetes. I diagnosed diabetes many times years before you're a true full-blown diabetic. Okay, if your sugar is normal but kind of high normal and your triglycerides are going up and you're getting fatty deposits around the liver and you have that look and you have that family history, I'll probably call it now and not wait till the year 2017. And you're going to want me to call it now because you aren't going to want to wait till you have the damage of the back of your retinas with diabetic retinopathy or the damage to your kidneys. All right? But if in these take care clinics, they're really not allowed to diagnose you with diabetes until your blood sugar is 200. Okay, well then let's just look at that. Okay, you have a blood sugar 200. These take care clinics found that. What do they put you on? All right, well, we'll throw the patient on metformin. Metformin is safe. Hold on a second with metformin. Okay, you got to be careful with metformin. With metformin, they're not supposed to be having IV dye, IV contrast. So if they have another condition for which they're going to get tested on, you got to remind them of that. Also, the kidney doctors don't like metformin. Metformin can hurt the kidneys. If you have a history of an ulcer or stomach upset, metformin may not be the best choice. Are you sure you want to do metformin? Oh, okay, well then, Dr. Dahlia, you know what? I'll just put them on glyburide. We'll put them on a sulfonylurea. That's fine. Send them on the way. No. You got to be careful with these sulfonylureas because they could cause rapid hypoglycemia. Are you spending the time to teach them about what to do if they get low in blood sugar? Are you teaching them how to check their sugar with the machine? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, doctors don't do that now. They don't spend the time. Some do. Okay? I mean, you think these take care clinics are going to spend more time with you than the doctor's office? Again, and I'm not doing this to insult Walgreens. Walgreens does a phenomenal job with their pharmacy. I'm a huge fan of Walgreens Pharmacy. I'm just a little nervous about them deciding to take on chronic diseases like diabetes, asthma, and high blood pressure. So you walk in there with a blood pressure of 180 over 110. What's the take care clinic going to do? Are they going to do an EKG? No, they don't have EKGs. I mean, you tell me, do they have EKGs or not? Okay, should you probably get a chest x-ray? A blood pressure like that, why is the blood pressure so high? All right. Well, he's only 30 years old, Dr. Dahlia. He's only 30 years old, so he probably doesn't need that whole big workup. He's got a blood pressure of 180 over 100, and he's only 30. Are you going to now order a test to look for renal artery stenosis? Well, what the hell is that? Well, that's when one artery going to the kidneys is so stenosed and it's narrow that the kidney doesn't think it's getting any blood flow, so it shoots off an angiotensin-renin system. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, we'll just leave that for the regular doctor. I'm just going to throw them on an ACE inhibitor. No. You can't throw a 30-year-old on an ACE inhibitor if they have renal artery stenosis. Are you looking at that? Now, some of you are like, oh, forget this. This is ridiculous. You just put them on the medicine and they'll be fine. No, you can't just throw somebody on a medicine and they'll be fine. A diuretic. I'll put them on a water pill. Okay, you're putting them on a water pill. Who's watching their potassium levels? I mean, are you ordering the proper follow-up blood work? Now, I know you have nurse practitioners and physician assistants, and many of them are phenomenal. But if they are not allowed to be as comprehensive as we are in the doctor's office, they have no business treating, managing, or diagnosing these diseases. Now, a diabetic has some vaginal itching, okay? Is uncomfortable, all right? Has some burning when she pees. Oh, we'll just do a bladder, we'll just do a urine analysis, and if she has leukocytes, we'll give her an antibiotic. Okay, hold the phone here, okay? Diabetics can get yeast infections. Are you going to do a pelvic exam on her in these take-care clinics? Well, no, because it shows bladder infection. No, it doesn't show bladder infection. We only know if you have a true bladder infection if we grow out the bacteria in a lab for a few days. We send the urine to a lab for a few days. How do you know the burning she's having isn't gonorrhea or chlamydia? Are you going to do a vaginal exam? Well, no, we don't do vaginal exams in take-care clinics. Then why are you managing a diabetic? What if it's not a UTI? What if it's not a vaginal infection, but it's actually cervical cancer? But they think because they go to you and you guys are managing their diabetes, they don't have to go to a doctor's office or a medical office. I mean, but here's the thing. If there is a demand, there's going to be a market and there's going to be a supply. So if Walgreens is now taking this on in their 370 stores, there must be a demand for it, which means you guys are asking for this. You want just your medications and you don't want the art of medicine. You don't want somebody throwing you on a kidney protector like an ACE inhibitor to make sure you don't end up going on dialysis for your diabetes. You just want your pills and you want to get them fast and you don't want the doctor ordering tests on you. Well, if that's the case, then these Walgreens clinics are going to be your place. But if you actually want to, you know, prevent the sequelae of diabetes, you want to manage your asthma the way asthma needs to be managed, if you want to prevent a stroke with high blood pressure, then you're going to have to do it right. If medicine was able to be done half-assed, you wouldn't need all the years of schooling that we medical practitioners go through. If this is what you want, you're getting it. If this is not what you want, speak up. Okay, we're going to be talking about balding as a sign of heart disease coming up next. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.